Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I found most alarming was this interaction between big business, big money, resource-rich communities, and how the Indigenous perspective and Indigenous people are always overlooked when we're talking about resource extraction. So I think what was really alarming is that we traveled all over North America as well as Brazil, and in each community we visited, there wasn't one single one where water didn't come up as something that people were actively fighting for. And for me, outside of just identifying as an Indigenous person, just for me as a human being, the idea that water could be taken from people, could be removed as a way of controlling them, was incredibly alarming, incredibly confronting. And then that was just the base layer. What comes with that extraction and the, you know, the injustice that comes from all of this big business and big extractive industry is the disregard for Indigenous people's sacred sites and what we view as sacred. And what I know from my perspective is that you can't disconnect the Indigenous people from the land. We are inherently connected to the land. And so the idea of sacred sites is not just about being connected to any land. It's about the land that holds our stories, that holds our ancestors, that physically holds the bones of our ancestors. So I think what's really important to look at and to continue to amplify is the idea that no matter who you are as a human being, your right to life, your right to water, and to what you believe in should be a human right. It shouldn't be something that is given to one area of society and not the other. And I think it's very dangerous to see one area of a society as controllable based on how you deal with the resources that they sit on. And I think for Indigenous people, especially in North America, we are seeing this consistent, active, continued genocide, attempted genocide, by the way that big business is dealing with Indigenous people within their community.
The way